se mueve a Dios esta noche.
I mean, you might as well. You could have been wherever you wanted to be, but you came to church tonight.
Podías estar en otro lugar, pero estamos en la casa de Dios.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 31.
Exodus 12:31.
This is the final plague, after the final plague of Moses in Egypt.
Esta es la última plaga de Moisés en Egipto.
The firstborn die even in Pharaoh's home.
El primogénito se muere hasta en la casa de Faraón.
And the Bible says there was a great cry in Egypt.
La Biblia dice que hubo un gran clamiento.
We begin to read, the Bible says, and he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise up and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as ye have said. Also take your flocks and your herds as ye have said, and be gone, and bless me also. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste. And they said, we be all dead men. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment. Exodus chapter 15, verse 20. We see that there is an urgency that's taken place.
15 y 20, hay una urgencia.
After the final plague, Egypt and Pharaoh didn't want anything to do with the children of God.
Después de la última plaga, ya no quería nada que ver con el pueblo de Dios.
And it was told to Moses and Aaron exactly what the Egyptians would do.
Y fue dicho a Moisés y Aarón lo que iban a hacer los egipcios.
They sent them away with jewels of gold and silver and raiment.
Los mandó con alhajas de oro y ropa.
Then we get to Exodus chapter 15, verse 20.
Luego llegamos a Exodus 15, 20.
And the Bible says, and Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand. And all the women went out with her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown in the sea. The help of the Holy Ghost tonight, I will not be before you long.
Con la ayuda de Dios esta noche.
But I want to preach the evidence of expectation.
La evidencia de la expectativa.
Jesus. Come on, let's lift up our hands in this room right now.
Vamos a levantar nuestra voz y alabar a Dios.
Lord Jesus, I'm thankful for the people of God tonight that have gathered in this room. I pray, Lord Jesus, tonight, Lord God, that your spirit continue to move as it has, Lord. Have your free course, your free reign in this house, Lord Jesus. I pray strongholds be broken in this service tonight by the power that's in the name of Jesus and the authority that's in the word of God. Let there be revelation tonight that's given to your people that strengthens this church, oh God. And we'll be careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And everybody say in Jesus' name. Put your hands together one more time for the Lord.
Aplaudan a Dios una vez más.
You can be seated.
Se pueden sentar.
Thank you, Jesus. I want to run through this quickly.
Quiero rápidamente.
As Moses, we understand the story tonight. Moses was sent and called of God to free his people.
Entendemos la historia. Moisés fue llamado para liberar a su pueblo.
Aaron was Moses' brother who was a spokesman for Moses.
Aarón era el hermano de Moisés que hablaba por él.
And we also see that he has a sister.
Y vemos que tenía una hermana.
By the name of Miriam. And the Bible describes her as a prophetess.
Se llama Miriam y la Biblia dice que es profeta.
These Hebrew children of Israel had been enslaved for long enough.
Estos hebreos han estado esclavos por mucho tiempo.
And God spoke to Moses and Aaron and said that their words have come up to me.
Y Dios habló a Moisés y Aarón, dijo, he escuchado sus palabras.
And the Lord is about to visit his children.
Y el Señor va a visitar a sus hijos.
So in that moment, Moses and Aaron no doubt had their hopes up.
En ese momento, Moisés y Aarón estaban con esperanza.
Because there was about to be a change in their situation.
Porque iba a haber un cambio en su situación.
As the story reads on, we see that Moses and Aaron performed signs and wonders.
Como la historia la leemos, hay milagros y prodigios.
And the people begin to believe them.
Y el pueblo empieza a creer.
That there is a deliverer that's coming to us.
Que hay un libertador que viene.
That there is a change that's coming to our season.
Que hay un cambio que viene a la temporada.
And as Aaron and Moses would stand before Pharaoh,
y mientras Moisés y Aarón se paraban ante Faraón,
we see that there were 10 plagues that were performed.
Miramos que hay 10 plagas hechas.
And in my Bible reading, I see that in 6 of those plagues, Pharaoh changed his mind.
Y cuando leo la palabra, 6 veces cambió la mente Faraón.
If you can just go there with me in your mind's eye tonight,
si pueden ir en tu mente, ahí.
It was six times that they thought they were going to leave.
Seis veces pensaban que ya se iban.
It was six times that their heart was broken.
Seis veces su corazón fue quebrado.
Six times that the people would pack and unpack.
Seis veces el pueblo se iba y no iba.
It was that time where the preacher would preach and we would feel good on a Wednesday night.
Era la vez cuando predicaba el predicador y nos sentíamos bien.
It was that service in 2023 on a Sunday night when we got the victory.
Era el servicio 2023 que recibimos la victoria.
But it felt like the adversary was in the car waiting for
us. Pero se sentía que el adversario estaba en el carro.
Six moments of disappointment.
Seis momentos de decepción.
Six moments of our heart being broken after a praise break.
Seis momentos del corazón quebrado.
But I'm here to tell somebody tonight that the devil is still a liar.
Pero le vengo a decir, el diablo es mentiroso.
And if God said he's going to do something, you can take it to the bank.
Y si Dios dijo que lo iba a hacer, lo va a hacer.
If God said he's going to save your family, you can take it to the bank.
Si Dios dijo que va a salvar tu familia, lo vas a hacer.
If God said he's going to pull you out, baby, you get ready to be pulled out.
Si Dios dijo que te va a sacar, prepárate.
Many of us understand what disappointment is.
Muchos entendemos la decepción.
And sometimes that's the biggest devil in front of us.
Y a veces es el diablo más grande.
We get our hopes up.
La esperanza se sube.
And then our hopes and dreams are dashed.
Y luego los sueños son rotos.
But that's for people in the carnal world.
Pero ahí es para el mundo carnal.
For us in the kingdom, we've got a promise from God.
Para nosotros en el reino tenemos promesa.
That he's coming back for us.
Que él viene para atrás.
And I want to tell somebody, it ain't always going to be this way.
No siempre va a ser así.
I don't know what season of life you're in right now, but I'm here to tell you it ain't always going to be this way.
No sé en qué temporada estás, pero no siempre va a ser así.
The children of Israel understood what 400 years of slavery felt like.
El pueblo de Israel entendía 400 años de esclavos.
They understood what it felt like for the taskmasters to get on their case.
Ellos entendían lo que es tener malos maestros.
But they still had a promise.
Pero aún tenían una promesa.
They were still laboring, but they still had a promise.
Estaban trabajando, pero tenían promesa.
They may have been bleeding and bruised, but they still had a promise.
Podrían estar sangrando, pero tenían promesa.
They might have been limping, but they still had a promise.
Estaban ringando, pero tenían promesa.
I want to remind somebody tonight that you still got a promise.
Quiero acordar a alguien, tienes promesa.
If God said he's going to heal you, you still got a promise.
Si Dios dijo que te va a sanar, tienes promesa.
Don't give up on the promises
of God. No te rindas
en
la promesa de Dios.
For they are yea and amen.
Porque son sí y amén.
Keep doing what you're supposed to do.
Sigue haciendo lo que debes hacer.
Keep praying unto God.
Sigue orando a Dios.
Keep praising the Lord.
Sigue alabando a Dios.
Keep worshiping God.
Sigue adorando a Dios.
But there's something you have to do along with those things.
Pero algo que tienes que hacer con eso.
You've got to have faith.
Tienes que tener fe.
And you've got to have expectation.
Y tienes que tener expectativa.
Oh. I'm reminded in Acts chapter 12.
Me acuerdo en Hechos 2.
Where Herod killed one of the disciples.
Donde Herodes mató unos discípulos.
And he was excited about getting rid of Peter.
Y estaba emocionado de matar a Pedro.
And the Bible says that he put him in prison.
Y la Biblia dice que lo puso en la cárcel.
And we understand there were 16 guards that were on watch.
Y entendemos que hay 16 guardias.
And no doubt Peter was also chained to these guards.
Y Pedro estaba atado.
But the church began to pray.
Pero la iglesia empezó a orar.
The church began to pray.
La iglesia empezó a orar.
Hear this tonight. The church began to pray.
Escuchen esto, la iglesia empezó a orar.
And they made intercession for Peter.
Y hicieron intercesión para Pedro.
And the Bible says that an angel was sent to Peter.
Y la Biblia dice que un ángel fue mandado.
And the chains came off of
y
Peter.
Y las cadenas se le cayeron a Pedro.
And Peter walked out unscathed.
Y Pedro salió.
And he walked to the church, if I can say it that way tonight.
Y caminó a la iglesia.
But there's a sad part of this story.
Hay una parte triste de la historia.
Is that as Peter began to knock on the door,
es que mientras Pedro estaba a tocar,
Rhoda came to the door.
Alguien vino a la puerta.
And she heard the voice of Peter.
Y escuchó la voz de Pedro.
She turned around without even opening up the door.
Se volteó sin abrir la puerta.
She went back inside the church where prayer was being made.
Entró a la iglesia donde estaban orando.
And she said, "It's Peter."
Y le dijo, "Es Pedro."
The miracle is at the door.
El milagro está en la puerta.
Oh God.
Oh Dios.
But the church,
pero la iglesia,
they looked at one another.
Miraron los unos a otros.
And they said, "Rhoda, you're crazy."
Y dijeron, "Estás loca."
It's his spirit.
Es su espíritu.
It's just a ghost.
Es un fantasma.
My question when I read that in Acts chapter 12,
mi pregunta cuando leo eso,
is what was the point of praying?
¿Qué era el punto de orar?
If you didn't believe that the miracle was going to come
si
to
no
pass.
Creías que iba a pasar el milagro.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we can't
be so eager.
No podemos estar tan ansiados.
To accept the report of demise.
De aceptar las respuestas malas.
More than the support.
God more, hallelujah, than report of a miracle.
O el anuncio del milagro.
We got to start expecting for things to turn around.
Tenemos que tener esperanza que va a
when
ser mejor.
The people of God begin to pray,
cuando el pueblo empieza a orar.
I'm willing to look for my miracle.
Yo estoy buscando mi milagro.
I don't know about you, but when I pray,
yo no soy, pero cuando yo abro,
I'm looking outside that door,
yo estoy mirando fuera
waiting
la puerta,
for it to come down the road,
que va a pasar.
Waiting for it to show up in my pew,
esperando que llegue.
Waiting for it to show up at my address.
Esperando que llegue a mi dirección.
The church was doing what they were supposed to do.
La iglesia estaba haciendo lo que tenía que hacer.
They prayed.
Estaban orando.
But where was their expectation?
Pero estaba su esperanza.
They were willing to accept the demise more than they were the miracle.
Querían aceptar el fracaso que el milagro.
Let me say it again. They did what they were supposed to do.
Ellos hicieron lo que tenían que hacer.
They prayed.
Ellos oraron.
They prayed.
Ellos oraron.
But they expected more of a demise.
Pero esperaban un fracaso.
Than for their prayer to be answered.
Que su oración iba a ser contestada.
What does that mean for us tonight?
¿Qué significa esta noche?
That the children of Israel had a word from God.
Que el pueblo de Dios tenía palabra.
And God sent them a man of God.
Y Dios les mandó un varón de Dios.
God sent signs and miracles and wonders before them.
Dios mandó señales y prodigios.
And time after time, they were faced with disappointment.
Y una y otra vez vino la decepción.
But this time was different.
Pero esta vez era diferente.
Because God was really about to move this time.
Porque Dios iba a mover.
But there was something. What does this mean for us tonight?
Pero qué significa esta noche?
There was something that Miriam did that was not written down on pages.
Había algo que hizo Miriam que no fue escrito.
There was something that she got a hold of that nobody else seemed to get a hold of.
Había algo que ella agarró que nadie más lo entendió.
Except for the ladies that were attached to her.
Solamente las mujeres que estaban con ella.
The Bible says that when they get on the other side of the Red Sea.
La Biblia dice cuando llegan al otro lado.
And the waters close upon their adversary.
Y las aguas se comen a sus enemigos.
And the bodies of their enemy begin to come upon shore.
Y los cuerpos de los enemigos empiezan
that
a salir.
Moses broke out in a song.
Que Moisés empezó a cantar.
And he began to speak and sing of the goodness of God.
Y empezó a cantar de la bondad de Dios.
And the Bible says that Miriam responded to that very praise.
Y la Biblia dice que Miriam respondió a esa oración.
And she had a song for herself.
Y ella tenía su propia canción.
And the Bible says that Miriam took a timbrel in her hand.
La Biblia dice que ella tomó un tambor.
And she began to sing and praise God.
Un tamborín y empezó a danzar.
And the other ladies began to grab a timbrel as well.
Y las otras mujeres empezaron a
danzar
también.
And they began to shake their timbrel and sing right along with her.
Empezaron a mover su instrumento.
But brother Israel, as I began to read the pages,
pero hermano Israel, cuando estaba leyendo esto,
my question is when did she grab that timbrel?
Mi pregunta es cuándo agarró eso.
Does anybody know the answer to that tonight?
¿Alguien sabrá la respuesta?
I'm glad you don't.
Me da gusto que no saben.
Because all they had enough time to do was grab the unleavened bread.
Porque todo el tiempo que tenían agarrar el pan.
All they had enough time to grab is the kneading troughs.
Es el pan sin levadura y el chacape.
They only had enough time to tell their family, "Come on, it's time to go."
Solo tenían tiempo para irse.
Our promise is right here.
La promesa está aquí.
But I can't help but to think as Miriam was preparing.
Pero mientras Miriam se estaba preparando.
As Miriam was preparing for her next season.
Mientras Miriam se preparaba para su nueva temporada.
As Miriam was preparing for the miracle on the other side.
Mientras se preparaba para el milagro al otro lado.
That Miriam said, "Wait just a second."
Que Miriam dijo, "Espérate."
My mama told me what the timbrel was for.
Mi mamá me dijo para qué es el tamborín.
And maybe she never got to use it in her promise.
Tal vez ella no lo usó.
But as I'm getting the babies together,
pero mientras agarro las cosas,
as I'm getting the bread together,
mientras agarro el pan,
as I'm getting the kneading trough together,
mientras agarro el chacape,
I understand that on the other side of this,
entiendo al otro lado
there's
esto,
about to be something to shout about.
Va a haber algo para danzar.
There's about to be something to praise about.
Va a haber algo para alabar.
We've been weeping for generations after generations,
generación tras generación.
But as I'm on the way, I'm going to grab some.
Pero voy a danzar.
I'm going to grab a hold of something.
Voy a agarrar algo.
Because I've got expectation.
Porque tengo esperanza.
That it ain't always going to be like
que no siempre
this.
Va a ser así.
Come on, I wonder if you can clap your hands and give God some praise.
Me pregunto si puedes aplaudir tus manos esta noche.
It's the tambourine that's synonymous with victory.
Es el tamborino que es igual que la victoria.
It's the tambourine that's synonymous with praise.
Que es igual con alabanza.
It's the tambourine that's synonymous with triumph.
Es ese instrumento que es igual con triunfo.
It's the timbrel that she grabbed. Hallelujah.
Es el instrumento que agarró ella.
On one side of slavery.
En un lado de esclavitud.
She got a hold of it and wrapped it in her clothes.
Lo agarró y lo puso en su ropa.
And you got to understand victory is contagious.
Y tienes que entender la victoria es contagiosa.
You got to understand as all the other ladies were packing.
Mientras todas las damas estaban empacando.
They're probably wondering, Miriam, why did you grab the timbrel?
Están preguntando por qué agarraste el tamborín.
And she didn't tell them the sad song.
Y ella no les dijo cosas tristes.
She wasn't in the molly grubs.
Ella no estaba quejándose.
She didn't have a sad sack face on.
Ella no tenía cara triste.
But she began to tell somebody, hey, we're going to begin to worship.
Pero empieza a decir, vamos a adorar.
When we get on the other side, we're going to have something to dance
Cuando
about.
Lleguemos al otro lado, vamos a danzar.
When we get on the other side of our promise, we're going to have something to praise
Cuando
the Lord about.
Al otro lado, vamos a alabar a Dios.
Don't you lay down and die right here. We got
no
a victory
acuestes,
to
si mueres, viene la victoria.
Because we got a promise from God.
Porque tenemos promesa
Maybe
de Dios.
My mama didn't get to see it.
Mi mamá tal vez no lo vio.
Maybe my daddy didn't get to dance
Mi papá
like
tal vez no danzó
but
así.
I know what I'm going to.
Pero yo sé para dónde voy
I'm
yo.
Going on the other side.
Yo voy al otro
I'm
lado.
Getting off the other side
yo voy
of this
al otro
season.
Lado de esto.
I'm getting out of this pit that the adversary
este
wants me to die in.
Que el enemigo quiere que me muera.
I wonder if there's anybody else that's in this room tonight
me pregunto si hay
that
alguien
has
aquí.
A made up mind.
Que tiene la mente decidida.
That when I leave this place,
que cuando me vaya de aquí,
I'm going to leave with victory.
Me voy con victoria.
You came beaten down and broken.
Viniste golpeado.
I know the word is simple tonight.
Yo sé la palabra simple.
But it's time for you to get a victory in your
Pero
spirit.
Es tiempo que agarres victoria.
It may not be a physical timbrel.
Tal vez no es algo físico.
Hallelujah. But the Holy Ghost that's on the inside of you.
Pero el Espíritu que
you
está dentro de ti.
You can stir up the gift that's
puedes
on the inside
el don
of you.
Que está dentro de
you
ti.
Can encourage yourself in the Lord.
Te puedes animar en Dios.
And say, I will not die in Egypt.
Si no me voy a morir en Egipto,
but I'm coming on the other side
pero
of this.
Voy a salir al otro lado.
Disappointment after disappointment.
Decepción tras decepción.
Disappointment after disappointment.
Decepción tras decepción.
Broken promise after broken promise.
Promesa quebrada tras promesa quebrada.
When is it going to be fulfilled, God?
¿Cuándo va a cumplir?
When are you going to do it, God?
¿Cuándo lo vas a hacer, Dios?
I'm saying some of the very words that some of you have said this week.
Estoy diciendo las palabras que tú has dicho.
Hey, I'm saying some of the very words I've said this week.
Estoy diciendo las palabras que yo he dicho esta semana.
But before you got the word, it I had to get it myself.
Pero antes que la agarraste, la agarré yo.
Before you get a timbrel tonight, this preacher had to learn and
antes
shake
agarrar tu tamborín, yo tenía que agarrar el mío.
You got to understand as you look across the aisle.
Tienes que entender mientras miras.
You're not alone.
No estás solo.
You're not by yourself.
No estás tú solo.
For 600,000 men were walking.
Estaban caminando 600,000.
They were marching behind Moses and Aaron.
Estaban atrás de Moisés y Aarón.
And the women and the children.
Y las mujeres y los niños.
They were making their way to the other side
estaban
of the promise.
Llegando al otro lado de la promesa.
Hallelujah! I want to tell you tonight.
Te quiero decir esta noche.
All you need to do is get on your feet and walk.
Solo ponte de pie y camina.
All you need to do is get it in your spirit.
Agarra en tu espíritu.
That I'm not going to die here.
Que no vamos a morir aquí.
You're not going to have to carry my bones out of
no
here.
No vas a cargar mis huesos.
Because I'm going to get up on my own two feet.
Porque me voy a levantar mis propios
I've got
pies.
An evidence of victory tonight.
Y voy a caminar en victoria.
I've got an evidence of expectation tonight.
Yo tengo evidencia.
I've got an evidence of expectation
Yo
tonight.
Tengo evidencia de expectativa.
And it's attached to my praise.
Y es aumentado
it's
mi
attached to how I respond to the
Está
word
conectado
of God.
A mi response.
I'm telling somebody in this place tonight
Le estoy diciendo a alguien esta noche
that you have ran around this church before.
Que has corrido en esta iglesia.
Without faith and without expectation.
Sin fe y sin expectativa.
But tonight, by the power that's in the name of Jesus,
pero esta noche en el poder del nombre de Jesús,
I prophesy to you tonight
te profetizo esta noche,
that if you run with expectation.
Que si corres con expectativa,
if you run with expectation,
si corres con expectativa,
there's going to be a shift in your situation.
Va a haber un cambio en tu situación.
If you worship with expectation,
si adoras con expectativa,
God is going to pull you out.
Dios te va a sacar.
If you clap with expectation,
si aplaudes con expectativa,
somebody might be looking at you and saying, "It don't mean that."
Alguien te está mirando.
Why are you doing all that?
¿Por qué estás haciendo eso?
Baby, this is the evidence.
Esa es la evidencia.
This is the evidence.
Esa es la evidencia.
Of my expectation.
De mi expectativa.
I feel like preaching tonight.
Siento predicar.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
La fe es la evidencia de lo que se espera.
The evidence of things not seen.
La evidencia de lo que todavía no se ve.
Tonight you're praising the Lord.
Esta noche alabas al Señor.
And you don't even see the miracle yet.
Y ni siquiera ves el milagro.
But you got to understand my praise.
Pero tienes que entender mi alabanza.
It's the substance.
Es la sustancia.
For the healing that I've not seen yet.
Para la sanidad que no he visto todavía.
My worship.
Mi adoración.
Is the substance.
Es la sustancia.
Of the job that hasn't called me yet.
Del trabajo que no me ha llamado.
Hallelujah. When I lift up my voice,
cuando levanto mi voz,
it's the substance,
es la sustancia,
of what hasn't happened yet,
de lo que no ha sucedido.
But baby, that yet,
pero eso ahí,
means there's something on the way.
Significa que algo viene.
That yet, means that the waters have parted.
Significa que el agua se
abrió. That yet,
y aún,
means that God is about to show up.
Dios se va a aparecer.
I want to tell you tonight, it would be all right.
Te digo esta noche,
if he just touched your body in this service.
Si él toca tu cuerpo.
But my God is a God that does exceeding abundantly.
Pero mi Dios es un Dios que hace mucho.
Oh God, there's some of us in this room that have prayed.
A unos aquí quieren orar.
God, whatever it takes.
Dios, lo que es necesario.
Get a hold of my family.
Agarra mi familia.
God, whatever it takes.
Dios, lo que es necesario.
Work this situation out, God.
Obra esta situación.
And you don't understand the process of whatever it takes.
No entiendas el proceso.
And you're wondering, God, what's the hold up?
Y estás diciendo, Dios, ¿qué está pasando?
You got to understand, he wants to answer your prayer.
Tienes que entender, él quiere responder tu oración.
But he wants to do exceeding abundantly.
Pero él quiere hacer abundantemente.
It would be abundant to heal your body.
Es abundante a hacer tu cuerpo.
It would be abundant to give you the job.
Es abundante darte el trabajo.
It would be abundant. Oh God. It would be abundant to make the miraculous work.
Es abundante hacer el milagro en tu vida.
But you got to understand the, oh God.
Tienes que entender.
When he exceeds abundantly.
Él hace abundantemente mucho más.
That's you getting up out of the hospital.
Eso significa que sales del hospital
and bringing your backslidden son to church.
Y traes a tu hijo a la iglesia.
That's you getting up out, hallelujah.
Estás saliendo de la iglesia.
That's you being healed of the cancer.
Y estás siendo sanado del cáncer.
And that coworker that you've been teaching a Bible study to.
Y esa persona con la que estás hablando.
Gets baptized in the name of Jesus.
Es bautizado en el nombre de Jesús.
He's a God that does exceeding abundantly.
Es un Dios que hace abundantemente.
That's why we give God an exceeding praise.
Por eso alabamos a Dios grandemente.
Above all that my body tells me
arriba
I can
de todo
do.
Lo que dice mi cuerpo.
What if there was a people tonight
¿qué tal si hay un pueblo esta noche?
That would push beyond your limitations
que
of your flesh?
Más allá de su limitación.
What if there was a people tonight
¿qué tal si hay pueblo esta noche?
In Birmingham, Alabama,
en Birmingham, Alabama
that did the opposite of what your body was telling
que
you
hace
to
lo opuesto
do?
Que dice tu cuerpo.
What if there was a people in Alabama
¿qué tal si hay un pueblo aquí?
That was full of faith tonight
que está lleno de fe.
On Roebuck Parkway,
en Roebuck Parkway
that said I don't feel like lifting up my hands
que dice, no quiero levantar mis
but
manos,
I've got a victory in my spirit
pero tengo victoria en
I don't feel like lifting up my voice.
No quiero levantar mi voz.
But there's victory in my spirit.
Pero hay victoria en mi espíritu.
I don't feel like running around this
no
building.
Siento como correr.
I've worked all day, preacher.
Trabajé todo el día.
But I've got victory
pero
tonight.
Tengo victoria esta noche.
This is the evidence.
Esta es la evidencia
of what I expect.
De lo que mi expectativa.
You see? I'm about to get real right here.
¿Ves? Me voy a poner real ahorita.
It's easy to do it here.
Es fácil hacerlo aquí.
It's easy to run when everybody else is running.
Es fácil correr cuando todos corren.
It's easy to clap when everybody else is clapping.
Es fácil aplaudir cuando todos aplauden.
It's easy to move when everybody else is moving.
Es fácil moverte cuando todos se mueven.
But will your victory?
Pero tu victoria.
Wash out at bitter waters.
Va a estar ahí en aguas amargas.
Because it wasn't just one verse.
Porque no hay un verso.
Brother Dawson.
Hermano Dawson.
That they found themselves at bitter waters.
Que se encontraron en dulces amargas.
Waters of Mara.
En aguas amargas.
And all of a sudden the timbrel stops.
Y pararon las danzas.
And the dancing stops.
Y pararon los cantos.
And the singing stops.
Y pararon la alabanza.
And there's murmuring and complaining.
Y están quejándose.
They went from one Egypt.
Pues fueron de un Egipto.
To another.
A otro Egipto.
It's easy to have a praise break when the organ's going.
Es fácil alabar cuando están tocando la música.
It's easy to shout and dance when the drums are going.
Es fácil danzar cuando tienen los tambores.
It's easy to get the victory when Bishop Sutton's back here howling.
Es fácil gritar cuando predica el obispo.
And Pastor Collins is preaching.
Y el pastor está predicando.
But where is the evidence of your expectation?
Pero ¿dónde la evidencia en tu expectativa?
When you're pacing in your living room.
Cuando estás preocupado en tu casa.
Wondering how the bills are going to get paid.
Preguntando cómo van a ser los biles pagados.
When you're on the job.
Cuando estás en el trabajo.
And they're handing out pink slips.
Y están corriendo a la gente.
When the threat of another virus.
Cuando hay otro virus.
It's coming to America.
Y viene a la América.
Where is the evidence of your expectation?
¿Dónde la evidencia de tu expectativa?
When nobody's peering through the window.
Cuando nadie está esperando.
And they're not pumping you and priming you.
Y no te están animando.
Where is the evidence of your expectation?
¿Dónde la evidencia de tu expectativa?
When life gets bitter.
Cuando la vida se amarga.
When you leave this place.
Cuando te vas de aquí.
And you still may have the aches and pains in your body.
Y aún tienes dolores.
Where is the evidence of your expectation?
¿Dónde la evidencia de tu expectativa?
When you come to waters that are bitter.
Cuando vienes a aguas amargas.
You see, we got to get this on the inside of us.
Esto tiene que estar adentro.
We got to get this on the inside of us.
Esto tiene que estar adentro.
Because the Bible says righteousness, joy, and peace is yours in the Holy Ghost.
La Biblia dice que justicia, paz y gozo es tuyo.
And you'll never know righteousness.
Y nunca sabrás justicia.
Until you know who the Holy Ghost is.
Hasta que no sabes el Espíritu Santo.
You'll never know what joy is.
Y no sabes el gozo.
Until you know who joy is.
Hasta que no sabes quién es el gozo.
You'll never know what peace is.
No sabrás la paz.
Until you know who peace is.
Hasta que sabes quién es.
I'm grateful for the Holy Ghost tonight.
Estoy agradecido por el Espíritu Santo.
But I don't want my Holy Ghost to, I don't want my Holy Ghost to collect dust somewhere.
No quiero que el Espíritu Santo se llene de polvo.
I don't want to tell the next generation of what God could do.
No lo quiere decir a la siguiente generación lo que Dios puede hacer.
I want to be able to show my babies that He's still a miracle
worker. Yo les quiero decir a mis bebés el milagros que Él hace.
I want to be able to show my babies.
Les quiero mostrar a mis bebés.
That I've got some bumps and bruises from the taskmaster.
Que estoy golpeado de la herida.
But I also know how to get a hold of a timbrel.
Pero también sé alabar.
When it doesn't all make sense.
Cuando todo no tiene sentido.
When I don't have the answer.
Cuando no tengo la respuesta.
When I don't know what tomorrow holds.
Cuando no sé lo que viene mañana.
I still got God.
Aún tengo a Dios.
I still got joy.
Aún tengo gozo.
I still got righteousness.
Aún tengo justicia.
I still got peace.
Aún tengo paz.
In the Holy Ghost.
En el Espíritu Santo.
At any given moment.
En un momento.
It's gonna turn around.
Todo se va a voltear.
At any given moment.
En cualquier momento.
It's gonna change.
Esto se va a cambiar.
At any given moment,
en cualquier momento,
I expect a miracle.
Estoy esperando un milagro.
Stand to your feet all across the room.
Pónganse de pie.
God's waiting.
Dios está esperando.
He's waiting for you to start expecting.
Está esperando que tengas una expectativa.
He's waiting for you.
Él te está esperando a ti.
To start expecting it to turn around.
Para que tengas una expectativa.
So he can get the glory out of it.
Y tengas esperanza.
So you can testify about this thing at work.
Para que puedas hablar un testimonio.
You can tell that family member I've been praying about this.
Para que le puedas decir a esa familiar.
And they've seen you shed the tears.
Yo he estado orando por esto.
They've seen you be disappointed.
Y ellos miraron tu decepción.
But after this night.
Pero después de esta noche.
Why don't you wear a smile on your face?
¿Por qué no te pones una sonrisa?
And tell them I know that all things work together.
Y dile yo sé que todo obra para bien.
All things work together.
Todo obra.
For the good.
Para bien.
I wonder if we can do. I feel this. Let's lift our hands in this room right now.
Levanten sus manos en este cuarto.
Hey church.
Pónganse a orar.
You're doing the right thing. You're
praying. Están haciéndolo bien.
But it's time for you to put faith with that prayer.
Es tiempo que pongan fe con esa oración.
It's time for you to put expectation with that prayer.
Es tiempo que pongan expectativa.
It's not a possibility that it's going to work out.
No es posibilidad.
It's a guarantee.
Es una garantía.
It's not a possibility that's going to turn around.
No es posibilidad que eso va a voltear.
It's a guarantee.
Es una garantía.
If you've got a promise from
si
God,
tienes promesa de Dios,
He's going to minister to it.
Él va a ministrar esta noche.
He's going to work through it.
Él va a obrar.
He's going to operate through
it. Él va a operar por eso.
The enemy is trying to steal your promise.
El enemigo quiere robarse la promesa.
Because he wants you to see demise and disappointment.
Porque quiere ver la decepción.
More than the possibility of a miracle.
Y no quiere que el milagro se vea.
I feel the Holy Ghost in this house right now. There's people that's doing it already.
Hay personas que ya están abriendo
their
ahorita.
Hands are raised and they're praying
sus manos
right
están
now.
Levantadas ahorita.
But let me tell you, if you've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost,
si nunca has recibido el Espíritu Santo,
that's why we say speaking in tongues.
Por eso decimos hablar en lenguas.
It's the evidence of what's happening on the inside.
Las lenguas son evidencia de lo que pasa adentro.
Because you're being filled with the Spirit.
Porque estás siendo lleno del Espíritu.
I want to tell you tonight, the Holy Ghost is a free gift.
Te quiero decir esta noche, el don es
Espíritu. It's already been purchased with His blood.
El Espíritu Santo es gratis.
Your salvation is a gift tonight.
Salvación es un don esta noche.
And it's already been purchased in blood.
Y ya fue pagado esta noche.
If you want the Holy Ghost tonight,
si quieres el Espíritu Santo esta noche,
it's very simple.
Es bien simple.
You must repent of your sins.
Arrepiéntete de tus pecados.
Ask God to forgive you.
Pídele a Dios que te perdone.
Make a turn away from that sin.
Aléjate, volteate ese pecado.
From that lifestyle.
Cambia esa vida.
How you're living.
Cambia cómo estás viviendo.
And you can begin to lift up your hands.
Y puedes levantar tus manos.
Because there's a liberty that comes with freedom.
Porque hay libertad que viene con ese.
There's a liberty that comes when your sins are forgiven.
Hay libertad que uno viene con ese.
But it doesn't just stop right there.
Pero no solo para ahí.
If you want to receive the Holy Ghost,
si quieres recibir el Espíritu Santo,
one, you've got to believe that you can.
Uno tiene que creer.
But secondly,
pero segundamente,
you got to understand that there's expectation that comes with it.
Tienes que entender que hay expectativa con
eso. While your hands are lifted in this room,
so mientras levanta tus manos,
you can begin to thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Dale gracias a Dios por el Espíritu Santo.
You can thank Him for filling you in advance.
Dale gracias a Dios porque te llenó.
You can thank Him with faith and say, God,
dale Dios,
here
Dios.
I am.
Aquí estoy.
Fill me with your precious gift tonight.
Lléname con tu don.
I want there to be evidence that flows from my mouth.
Quiero que haya evidencia.
I want there to be evidence that flows from my tongue.
Quiero que haya evidencia de
I
mi
want
lengua.
There to be evidence that flows from my lips.
Quiero que haya evidencia de
of
mis
what's
labios.
Going on the inside.
De lo que está pasando adentro.
Hear this tonight, church.
Escuchen eso esta noche.
We got to make it up in our mind.
Tenemos que tomar la decisión.
Every time we come to church.
Cada vez que venimos a la iglesia.
That there's a mission.
Que hay una misión.
I'm not going to leave here the same way that I came.
No me voy igual como llegué.
If you came disappointed tonight,
si viniste con decepción,
it's time for you to leave encouraged in
es tiempo
the Lord.
Que te vayas animado.
If you came bent down and bent over,
si viniste agachado,
it's time for you to square your shoulders.
Es tiempo que te levantes.
And say, I'm a child of God.
Y di, soy un hijo de Dios.
And He hears my prayers.
Y él escucha mis oraciones.
And He's working behind the scenes.
Y él está obrando en mi situación.
And even when I don't see it playing
y aun cuando
me,
yo no lo veo,
He's still a miracle worker.
Él sigue obrando milagros.
Even when I don't have the answer yet,
aun cuando no tengo la respuesta,
He's still a way maker.
Él sigue abriendo caminos.
I wonder if this church, if you can begin to move to
esta
this
iglesia
altar right
a mover
now,
al, al altar.
There are people that are sitting in these pews right now.
Hay personas sentadas ahorita
that need an answer.
Que necesitan respuesta.
There are people that are sitting in these pews that have been praying prayers for years.
Hay personas sentados que han orado por años,
for weeks,
por semanas,
for months,
por meses,
for days,
por días.
And there was a simple revelation that came to them.
Y había una revelación simple esta noche.
That you have to have expectation.
Que tienes que tener expectativa.
When you couple faith,
cuando juntas la fe,
with consecration,
con consagración,
it pushes you into the miraculous.
Te lleva a lo milagroso.
I don't know who needs to hear this tonight.
Yo no sé quién tiene que escuchar esto.
But God is about to move.
Pero Dios se va a mover.
Sooner than you think.
Más pronto que piensas.
If you have a need tonight,
si tienes necesidad esta noche,
I want you to make your way to this altar.
Quiero que llegues a este altar.
Come on, if you're walking in the middle.
Si estás caminando en medio
of a season right now,
de una temporada,
and you're ready for this season to change,
y quieres que cambie esa temporada,
I just want you to make your way to this altar.
Quiero que llegues a este altar.
I wonder if New Life can just press in.
Me pregunto si la iglesia puede venir a orar.
Come on, that phone call is about to come.
Esa llamada ya viene.
Come on, that raise is about to come.
Ese aumento ya viene.
Come on, God is making room. He's about to give you the position.
Dios está haciendo espacio, te va a dar la posición.
That you've been praying and fasting about.
Que estás orando y ayunando.
Come on, He's about to move on that family member's heart.
Se va a mover en esa familia.
Come on, if He can harden the heart of Pharaoh.
Si puede endurecer el corazón de Faraón.
He can soften the heart of your adversity.
Él puede aguadar el corazón de tu enemigo.
He can soften the heart of your family member.
Él puede aguadar el corazón de tu familia.
He can soften the heart of
He can soften the heart of that coworker.
Él puede tocar el corazón.
He can soften the heart of that child.
Puede tocar el corazón de ese niño.
Come on, he can fix that marriage tonight.
Él puede arreglar ese matrimonio.
But will you expect it?
Pero ¿qué estás
Come
esperando?
On, do you have faith tonight?
¿Tendrás fe esta noche?
If that's you, I want you to lift up your hands all across this
Levanta
room
tus
right
manos
now.
En este lugar.
I want you to lift up your voice right now.
Quiero que levantes tu voz.
And I... I know I've given you instruction.
Yo sé que te doy instrucción.
But as your hands are raised,
pero mientras levantas tus manos,
as your eyes are closed,
mientras cierras tus ojos,
as your voice is being raised,
mientras levantas tu voz,
I want you to see the miracle.
Quiero que mires el milagro.
As you're praying, I want you to see it unfold.
Mientras oras, quiero que mires ese milagro.
I want you to see the doors opening up.
Quiero que mires esas puertas abriendo.
I want you to grab a timbrel in your spirit right
quiero
now.
Quiero que agarres un instrumento en tu espíritu.
Come on, it may not be happening in the physical.
Tal vez no pasa físicamente.
But I want you to get a vision of it in the supernatural.
Pero quiero que lo veas espiritualmente.
And I want you to worship how you would.
Y quiero que adores.
If that thing came to pass.
Si eso sucediera ahorita.
No. I want you to praise the Lord like you would.
Quiero que alabes a Dios ahorita.
When it does change.
Cuando cambie.
When it does come to pass.
Cuando suceda.
When that season does shift.
Cuando esa temporada cambie.
When you do get on the other side of this
season. El otro lado.
When the promises is made
cuando
tangible.
La promesa está ahí.
Come on. I just want you to get a timbrel in your spirit right now. Come on. Pray. Press in, new life. Pray.